Hey, it's Nishant, and welcome to Higher IQ. It's Sunday, May 24th, and this week we covered six episodes across technology, economics, human behavior, and the gap between what things appear to be and what they actually are. Here's what to carry into Monday. A lot of this week was about services and what's underneath them. On Monday, we explained semiconductors, the tiny switches that run everyday devices you own. A transistor is either on or off, one or zero. The first one was built in 1947 with a paperclip and gold foil. A modern chip has billions of them today. One company in the Netherlands, ASML, makes the only machine capable of manufacturing them. And one company in Taiwan, TSMC, produces 90% of the world's advanced chips. NVIDIA, which started as a video games graphics company, accidentally became the engine of the AI revolution because rendering explosions in Call of Duty turned out to be the same math as training a neural network. That's a $3 trillion accident. On Tuesday, Shrek, you know, the big ogre, well, he turned 25. And we used the anniversary to explain how Hollywood actually makes their money. The answer isn't movies. Pixar's Cars was considered one of the weakest films by critics, but it still generated over $10 billion in merchandise sales. The Mona Lisa episode on Friday made the same point from a different angle. The painting isn't the most famous artwork because it's the best painting. It's famous because it was stolen in 1911 by a handyman who hid in a closet, walked out with it under his smock, and then kept it in a suitcase for 2 years. The empty wall became an attraction. Postcards of the blank space sold out, and the theft created fame. That fame has been feeding on itself for over a century. The Louvre is now spending over $1 billion to give that painting its own building because 20,000 people a day line up to get a selfie with it. In both cases, the surface story, great movie, great painting, hides the real mechanism, merchandise economics, and a fame feedback loop started by a heist. On Wednesday, we covered a global trend that nobody is talking about as a single movement, tearing down the things that we spent a fortune building. The Klamath River dams in Oregon were removed in 2024, and 7,700 salmon returned within a year. Seoul, in South Korea, tore down an expressway and replaced it with a stream, and property values tripled. Rochester spent $22 million on a highway removal and got $229 million in development. A rancher in Queensland invited engineers to tear down tidal gates that had blocked seawater for 60 years, and juvenile fish came back within months. The infrastructure wasn't built by fools because it really did solve problems, but what changed was the understanding of what it cost. Thursday's episode was about why people walk past emergencies. India launched a program called Ravir that pays citizens $250 to help road accident victims during golden hour, which is the first 60 minutes after an accident happens. The science goes back to 1964 and the Kitty Genovese case, which was mostly fabricated but inspired by real research. The more people who witness an emergency, the less likely an individual is to help. In China, a 2006 court ruling that punished a man for helping a stranger created a nationwide chilling effect that lasted over a decade. A 2019 study of real CCTV footage found that bystanders actually intervene over 90% of the time. People want to help, but the barriers are legal, social, and psychological. The countries finding the best solutions are the ones fixing the systems, not blaming human nature. And Saturday's episode was the one I'd been sitting with all week. Meta fired 8,000 people on Wednesday while reporting record revenue of $56 billion and raising AI spending to $145 billion. Over 110,000 tech workers have been laid off in 2026 so far. The episode drew a line between what's happening now and what Uber did a decade ago. Subsidize a product below cost, destroy the competition, then raise prices once everyone is dependent. AI token prices have been dropping because AI companies are losing billions of dollars to win market share and to get you hooked. But the prices are already going up. OpenAI raised its flagship model pricing by 360%. GitHub Copilot moved from flat rate to usage-based, and one developer's cost is projected to jump from 67 euros to 966. Companies that fired their engineers based on cheap AI pricing may find themselves paying more for AI with fewer people who understand how to manage it. The closing line was the one that struck a chord with me. A lot of companies just traded a workforce they controlled for a platform they don't. If there's a thread connecting all six episodes this week, it's the distance between what something looks like and how it actually works. Semiconductors look like tiny chips, but they're actually the most complex engineering process in human history. Shrek looks like a kid's movie, but it's a merchandise empire built out of a grudge. The Mona Lisa looks like the greatest painting ever made, but it's actually just a fame loop started by a theft. Don't get me wrong, it's still a great painting. Infrastructure looks permanent, but sometimes the most expensive thing is what's already there. Helping a stranger looks simple, but the system around you are designed to make it complicated. And cheap AI looks like a gift until you realize the prices were always going to go up. That was the week. So stay informed, stay curious, and we'll see you tomorrow.